Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, this is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out to a beautiful day, wonderful time, and I'm so excited to welcome you to episode number 100. This has been almost 2 years since we first started the show, and I'm so excited to be able to have you on, so excited to be able to serve you for these last several years. Thank you so much for your emails and your messages and your chats and all that kind of stuff. All those people that have, you know, talked to me whether face-to-face or over the web and thanked me for the episodes that we've done on the show. It's been such an honor, such a great time for me to be able to serve you. And so excited that we've hit episode number 100. What a great milestone, huh? So anyways, thank you for being on here. If this is your first time joining us, just remember there's 99 more episodes to go. You got no time at all. So luckily I like to keep this short and sweet and like it to the point. And especially if you're a busy entrepreneur, this is big for you. And so I've been thinking for weeks and weeks of what I was going to teach about today. Like, what would make episode number 100 special? What would make this, you know, even kind of encapsulate these first 100 episodes that we've had? I mean, because we've covered topics all across the board. I mean, we've talked about business finances, personal finances. We've talked about retirement. We've talked about other things with business and how to market yourself and how to grow, how to discipline your mind. There's personal development and all these kind of things that we've talked about to really help you grow and increase your cash flow. Because it is about living life today. It's about truly enjoying the life that you have, living a life of freedom, living a life of prosperity and abundance. That is where we want you to keep focus. And I've been happy to be able to serve you and talk about these different topics in so many ways. And so I want to talk about a topic today that would encapsulate some of these things and really kind of come back to the roots of this show, which is what I just said. It's not about creating wealth 20, 30, 40 plus years from now, which really hasn't worked. I mean, look at the world today. We've had financial advice out for decades. I mean, financial advisors started coming on the scene more aggressively in the 1970s, and especially into the 80s and 90s, they really started to come out. But we haven't seen people become more financially free. Despite more education, despite more tools and more better ability for people to save and to try to create more money, they aren't living a better lifestyle. And it's not because the whole world are a bunch of spenders. I get so sick and tired of hearing people that are on TV, people that are financial pundits saying, it's your fault. Well, you know, you got to have accountability for your own life. I won't take that away. But I will say this, is that no, it's their fault. Plain and simple. They're part of the problem. They're teaching the same old crap that hasn't worked for years. And now people are starting to wake up and say, wait, this isn't working. I've been saving like crazy and I'm still broke. I've saved dime after dime after dime. And, you know, some of you might have listened to an episode that I've done before, and as well as I did a blog on moneyripples.com about a year and a half ago, September of 2014. I did a blog called Retirement is a Lie. And on that, I talked about if you wanted a $60,000 a year lifestyle, based on what the market would more likely return, not the averages that they claim, but the actual rates of return, and especially when you factor in fees and everything else, I was even being very generous for the rate of return of 6%. When you factor in inflation, and even I was being conservative on those numbers, you look at it and you'll see, holy cow, if I want to retire even in 40 years, you got to save like $88,000 a year. If you want to retire in 30 years, you got to save about $106,000 a year. And if you want to retire with a $60,000 a year lifestyle in today's dollars, you want to retire that way in 20 years. So say you're 40, 45 years old and you want to retire in 20 years, you've got to save up $140,000 a year just so you can have a middle-class lifestyle. So you guys got to be saving well into the millions, probably at least $5+ million just so that you can live off a $60,000 a year type of lifestyle, a very basic middle-class lifestyle. I mean, does that excite you? Does that make you feel like you're so happy and excited and want to live life and keep saving more? Of course not. And the problem in the world that you see with all these financial people that are out there is that they're telling you, they're saying you need to save all of this money. They're telling you, you got to save everything, right? You got to save everything, spend nothing, sacrifice your days away, delay gratification, do everything possible to sacrifice, suffer, and hopefully someday you'll have money. They're telling you to do this, and it hasn't worked. Still hasn't worked. And I'm sick and tired of seeing it. If there's anything I want you guys to take away from this, is that the old model, it's not just broke, it's never worked. It was just simply a great place, a great way for financial institutions to make more money. They said, hey, financial advisors can become salespeople for us. Let's get them out there. And I'm telling you, the financial experts, even the ones on TV that say that they're not, you know, swayed by certain institutions, they're totally wrong. Those institutions are the same ones that are sponsoring them. They're the same ones that are paying their paychecks to teach you the same old crud that hasn't worked. But if you look at the wealthiest people in the world, they don't save in 401ks and IRAs. They don't save in retirement plans like that. They don't go around thinking about how they can be so cheap and sacrifice their entire life to have money. And it's not because they stole from people or got lucky or exploited someone. It was because they knew the real, true principles of what it takes. And I know there's tons of episodes of what we talked about here. We talked about even principles of how dollars follow value and how you create more value and make more money. And there's things like that. But I want to focus today on just one simple principle that you've got to understand, or these things don't work. And you got to understand that when everybody teaches you, they're teaching you from a place of accumulation. They're telling you to accumulate money, to save as often as possible, as much as possible, for as long as possible. Take as little out as possible so you don't run out of money, and then take higher risks. Take all the risk possible, because high risk create high returns. Here's the thing. The very wealthy people do not do that. Banks do not even do that. Even though they teach you to do that, they do not do that themselves. They do that because they want you to save money with them. They want you to keep money with them for years so they can keep making those guaranteed fees. Because the reality is that banks want money to come in as often as possible, not to save it as often as possible, but to come in as often as possible. They want as much of it coming in as possible for as long as possible. They want as little going out as possible, and they want to take as little risk as possible. And so they're constantly, their own philosophy, their own strategies are not based on accumulation. They're not based on saving everything and letting compound interest work because it's the eighth wonder of the world, which is a bunch of crud. No, what they're doing is they're trying to create acceleration. Everybody in the financial industry is telling you to accumulate money. I'm going to tell you to accelerate money. It's about acceleration, not accumulation. So what does that mean? That means we focus on cash flow. It's got to be about creating cash flow. Cash flow, as some of you have heard me tell before, cash flow is the difference between your income and your expenses. It's your profit. It's the money you actually have left over when all is said and done. And so when we look at that, we want to have as much of that cash flow as possible, as much money as possible. Now remember, from my own experience as a financial advisor, I was teaching people to simply save and save and save. And I remember running the numbers, and they were not very impressive. This is why I gave you these numbers in the beginning. Because I'd run the numbers, I'd say, well, maybe I should just lower the rate of inflation so that it doesn't look as bad. Oh, well, we'll have them increasing their savings year after year after year. Because every time they get a pay raise, they'll also increase the amount that they're contributing. Not, of course, really, not addressing the fact that inflation also goes up. So therefore, they probably need more money because things get more expensive over time, not less. Despite what some people say, you do not get cheaper as you get older. Things get more expensive. And so I was teaching people this stuff, but I realized that it wasn't working. And that's why I had to quit in 2006. I said, I cannot be in integrity and teach this anymore. I feel like a liar. I wasn't purposefully or even consciously realizing that I was teaching things that weren't helping. I was just teaching everything that every financial person has been teaching out there. I was teaching the same old stuff. But I realized it wasn't creating wealth for me, for any other financial advisor, nor was it creating wealth for any of our clients. No one was becoming financially free. However, the ones that were the ones that focused on generating cash flow. those that were doing things to increase income, to, you know, keep expenses under control while they increase income. I'll tell you, I know, and I've met lots of people that are millionaires that are still broke because they spend what they make. And they know that if that income dries up or something happens, they're in trouble. And so it's not about that, but it's also not about living on rice and beans every day. It's about living the life that you love, being a wise steward of your resources, and truly come from a place of abundance. And so when I look at cash flow, we're looking at acceleration, is how can we create cash fast? So when I quit being a financial advisor in 2006, I started being coached by millionaires, a few of them in particular. And as they coached me, I started to realize there's a different way of thinking, a different way of seeing the world and seeing money. And when I realized, wait, it's about creating value for people, it's about serving, and that dollars follow value. So how can I keep creating value and then focus on cash flow, not accumulation? Then all of a sudden, things opened up. And I remember in July of 06, I was in a place where I said, oh my goodness, I could actually retire. I actually don't need to keep working. Now, understand, I didn't have lots of money saved up. I only had a couple $1,000s in the checking account. You know, everybody will tell you, you got to live off the interest or even live off less than the interest, right? Financial advisors will tell you to live off of only 3% of whatever you save up. But the problem with this is that you got to save up a lot of money to do that. And as I mentioned, if you want to retire in 30 years, you're going to have to save up about $8,800 a year to ensure that you can live off that 3%, which will equate to a middle-class lifestyle of $60,000 a year. I don't want you to do that. I think that's a ridiculous thing to do. I think it's a long, hard, and really non-guaranteed path. Probably the one guarantee you'll have is that you probably won't make it. You won't save enough to get there. So you'll settle for a worse lifestyle, or you'll try to get the government to help you out because, hey, there maybe should be Social Security or other things to help us out because we're just not doing it. It's not going to be solved by the government. It's not going to be solved by anybody else but you. And so we got to focus on things that generate income. Now, if you're in business, like a lot of people that follow me are, you've got a great investment that you should be using. Look for ways you can start generating streams of income. Here's the kicker, though. I don't mean creating multiple streams of income, like massive amounts, like so many different streams of income. You can't keep manage it all and keep track of it all. You got to do it progressively. You got to do it in a way that your stewardship can handle. You know, look for ways to grow it. You know, look for ways to increase your income. So, for example, I mean, are there additional services or products that you can offer? For me, people kept coming to me for financial advice, even though I quit being a financial advisor. Now, what I did is I said, people would ask me, hey, do you know someone who could do mortgages? I'd say, yeah. I'm like, and technically at that time, I could have done it, but I really didn't enjoy doing mortgages. I understood the business. I knew exactly what to do. I just hated paperwork. And so I remember I went to a mortgage broker. I went to a mortgage broker, a guy that was kind of a nerdy guy. And I said, hey, listen, if I send you referrals of people that are already ready to do a mortgage, would you be willing to split 50-50 on the fees? And he said, yes. I said, sweet. Awesome. I'll send him right over. And so I'd send maybe like one or two people a month, but I was making like $1,000 or $1,500 every time. And I thought, wow, that's cool. Well, who else can I do this with? And I started finding other businesses, you know, other places where people would ask me for referrals, and I would ask the business owner, hey, do you, out of your marketing budget, do you have a referral fee or do you have something like that? And so I was making a lot of my income streams through a referral basis, right? Being an affiliate, as they later found out what the term would be called. But I was just being a good referrer. I was working a few hours a week, but I was making between $4,000 and $5,000 a month just doing that alone. That blew my mind because $4,000 to $5,000 a month, remember, that's $5,000 is a $60,000 a year lifestyle. Even if it was $50,000 a year, still most people would have to save up well over $1 million to get that kind of income coming in. But I didn't have to work that hard, a couple hours a week, and I was making more than enough to feed my family and take care of my family. This blew my mind. This changed my world forever. And so I stopped looking for ways to accumulate money. I started looking for ways to generate income. And so one other example I have is I've had several clients that they've done this through business. We've looked at ways of adding additional products. You know, for example, I've had people in the health and wellness business. I said, hey, what about nutritional products? Oh, I don't have those. Cool. Why don't you look at that? Hey, are there people, other business owners that aren't competitive but could help you? Do you know a massage therapist that could be a great addition for you? You know, could it be a nutritionist or somebody like that? Could it be somebody else that deals with certain aspects? Could it be an energy worker or something of that nature? I mean, there's so many people that you could exchange with, people you could refer to and say, hey, listen, do you have, you know, can we either one create something together, like where I do with my coaching, where I actually have people pay me a consulting fee and then I just give them access to those people, you know, to the people that are like CPAs, attorneys, investment people, you know, like, you know, you name it, anything that deals with money and business or personal finance, I've got somebody to help with that. And so to have, you know, for me, like I give the value through my own coaching, my own ability to see the big picture and help people, you know, get out of that rat race so they get their money working for them, so they're not always working for money, right? So they can actually have some freedom and some time, especially, and better quality of life. So I help them do that. But that's the way I've chosen to do it. So that way I didn't have additional streams of income necessarily doing it just that way, but I was able to increase the value, and that's able enabled me to be paid more for less work because now I'm leveraging other people's time or abilities. You know, it's not just my time. I'm leveraging other people's talents and gifts, and that adds value for my clients. That gets them excited, that gets them happy, and that makes me happy. And so we're always looking for ways to create value with that. I've had clients where, you know, so we've looked for complementary businesses or things that can add as value adds to their business. There's also other things you can do too, where I had a client just yesterday we're talking with that they purchased a building for their office, but they've got space that they're not using. Okay, well, if you're not going to, you know, let's find a way to use it. Let's see if we can rent it out or use it in certain ways. And we even talked about ways to generate money through them actually being a mentor to college students coming out into the profession and generating income streams that way. And so there's multiple ways there. I had another client in New York where he was actually he only worked for a half a day a week out of his office, making $500,000 a year, very comfortable. But obviously he had money and he had time and he wanted something to do. And he actually wanted to get into things with oil investments. And so he ended up getting connected with a group that dealt with oil investments in Kentucky. And what ended up happening is that not only was he putting money in, he got himself on the board of directors. I made sure that we got him some control in the business when we talked about that opportunity. And he got on the board of directors. Well, while he was on the board of directors, he realized that he had some value to offer. He said, wait, you guys aren't great, you know, aren't the best at this business, but I'm really good at a CEO and systems and keeping things running smoothly. Why don't I use my business acumen in your investment, in your business, and you appoint me a CEO and pay me a little salary. So he got paid two ways. He got paid from the oil investment and he got paid from a salary for using his gifts as a CEO. So, I mean, there's a myriad of ways to do it. I've had clients that have done it through, you know, real estate investing. Like that was the thing they wanted to focus on. And, you know, and I have one couple that's what they've been doing. They've been doing real estate investing for a few years. And then we talked about ways to maximize their credits. Like, great, how would we get two of you, both of you as a couple, making money in real estate rather than just one? So now you can buy double the properties and that could double your cash flow. You know, and I mean, there's just so many ways to do it. But that's a cool thing is that, I mean, I've had, when I see clients like them, I mean, you know, I had another client who purchased three properties, down payments on three different investment properties for like $84,000 in his IRA. That's all it took for him. Now, I want you to compare that. Just let's use that example for a minute here. Now, that $84,000, he was able to buy three real estate properties, right? Now, those properties, net cash flow will pay him $1,250 a month approximately. That's $15,000 a year. That does not include tax benefits that he gets for being a business owner and making that his business. That does not include his building of equity, the fact that his renters, when they pay for his rent, that $1,250, by the way, is net profit. That's after all the fees. So really, when you factor in some of that other money, like there's renters in there helping him pay down his mortgage. And so when it's all said and done, easily, conservatively, I would say that his benefit to him each year, cash flow wise, is between $20,000 and $25,000 a year from $84,000. That means that easily he's making over a 25% rate of return in that situation. And that's not guaranteed. Everybody's situation is different. But think about that comparison. That's with $84,000. Now, someone would hope and pray to make like 6% even in the market in their retirement accounts. 6% would only be like $5,000 a year. He'd only be making $5,000 a year normally. And that's if the market smiles on him the right way. Sometimes you lose money in the market. I've got plenty of people lately have come to me saying, hey, I need a shelter away from the stock market. What's out there? What can we do that can still give me cash flow and maybe even more so than the market? And at the same time, not lose money. How can I make more money and not lose money? And so we talk about those options, and I see all the time people are hoping and praying for a small piddly return, and they hope that that will happen over time, and it's just not enough. But imagine that. I mean, with him, I mean, to even net, even if it's just $20,000 a year, I mean, it doesn't take much more effort, not much, a whole lot more money to make more than that. Because what would you rather have, $20,000 a year or $5,000 a year? What's better, right? And I know some people in business, man, they can make $20,000 a year with maybe a few thousand bucks invested, right? I mean, it just depends. I remember just for me starting a book, I paid a couple of grand to be a contributor in a book, but just from one connection, it made me $20,000 in just a matter of a few months. I mean, that was a great rate of return. 2,000 bucks invested to make 20 grand. I think that was awesome. And the thing is that there's even a return that keeps coming from that. And so when you think about the ability to leverage and create more, it's about cash flow. It's not about saving forever. And this is why a lot of times I tend to shy away from certain people. I tend to not focus on people that are just the typical 9-to-5 employee that only want to live a mediocre life, save money in mediocre type of funds, mediocre type of retirement accounts, and that's all they want. I am calling out people that want more. If there's anything from these last 100 episodes it's been about is, calling you out of mediocrity, getting you to live a greater quality of life, to have hope. Hope that you probably never knew was possible, that I never knew as a financial advisor was possible, I now know is possible. That's why I came out of retirement in after 2006 and in 2007 when I started to do this again. I came out to educate people just like you to get out of this kind of rat race, to live a better quality of life. And hey, I've had my own bumps and bruises too, but I'm telling you, like, the things that I teach are solid, they work, and they've made a lot of impact in many, 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 many people's lives. Hopefully you're a part of that too. Thank you so much for being a part of me for the last 100 episodes, and I hope you've been a part of me for hundreds to come. Thank you so much, everybody. Make it a prosperous week. We'll talk to you all later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.